Hey girl, what conversation are you having with yourself? Today I want to dive into this question about negative self-talk and if this is really a part of how you live out your days. Do you feel like your joy is impacted because of this negative self-talk? Well, in today's episode, I want to share with you four ways that can help you shift the negative self-talk and begin to replace it with the positive truth of God's Word in this Faith-Filled Friday. So hope you stick with me. Let's dive in.
Hey girl, welcome to the podcast, She Breaks Free. I'm Tara Josie, a wife, mom, fitness professional, and recovered obsessor of diet and exercise. If you're ready to finally break free from what you're supposed to do and find out what's best for you, gain solutions on the diet that works for your body, and learn fitness strategies to change your health, this podcast was made for you. As always, you can find out more or connect with me in our Facebook group, She Breaks Free. Okay, it's time to put your big girl pants on, lay that cookie down. Let's get into today's show.
Before we get started today, I just want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for taking the time to really be a listener here, and I'm just so grateful that you're here and would love to be able to kind of hear your journey and where you are. I do want to share a listener that did a review for me, The Balanced Mama, Momtality, Pelvic Floor, Core, and More. She left a message, a review for me, 5-star review, saying, being a huge foodie and nutritionist myself, I love having more shows and for women sending out a message of loving food and building a healthy relationship with food. Thank you so much for leaving that review. And if this show has impacted you, I would love to hear from you. You can leave me a review on the Apple Podcast or wherever you listen, and I would so appreciate that. So let's dive in here today on these four ways that can really help us shift the negative self-talk. You know, for so many years, I let the negativity, that the conversation that I would have with myself, it's whether it's surrounded my body image, whether it's surrounded my failure of diets, whether it's surrounded whatever it was, the negativity that was going on in my mind, obviously never opened up to other people, but it really did steal my joy. It really did impact the life that I was living because I just wasn't at peace within my mind, within my heart, around food and around what I look like. And so I want to share with you how I was able to begin to shift that negativity, begin to shift to a more positive mindset and really come out of that. Because when we walk in that negative mindset day in and day out, you know, it not just impacts us, but it impacts other people. And we don't have the capacity to walk out this life that God has given us and walk out the life that the purpose that He has for us, because we're so internally focused, like we cannot get our minds off ourselves. And that's where I was, feeling like I'm so focused on the inside, in my internal battle, that I would miss out on opportunities to speak life to other people, to share God's word, to share an encouraging word, whatever it was, because I was just so consumed with myself and the negativity that I was in. And you know, sometimes even missing out on fun because I was either embarrassed to be in a bathing suit or just consumed with, you know, the eating portion of things. I'd miss out on the fun things that were happening because I was so worried about making sure that I had what I wanted for food, or I was overeating or binging, whatever it was. But it's so important for us to try to get out of this diet mentality, to really begin to shift our thoughts. So let's talk about the first way. The first way that I have experienced and continue to this day now, and I do want to, before I begin, start by saying there's still negative thoughts that come into my mind. Of course, we're all human, and we, you know, Satan knows our weakness. He knows our triggers, and there are still moments when that negativity comes in, but it's really about having the tools to combat that. It's having the tools to overcome the negative talk, the negative conversation that I'm having with myself, and you could do the same. And so these four ways can also be considered tools. And this first one is to get God's truth in your heart and your mind daily. I cannot express enough how important it is to feed on God's word. He can do a miraculous thing within our hearts and our minds just by spending time with him and his word and really allowing his truth to settle in to us. You know, what does God say about you? What does his word say about you? Doing a deep dive into scriptures that specifically speak to the fact that you were made in his image, the fact that he's created you for such purpose, the good and the purpose and the plan that he has for your life and the things that he sees in you. And, you know, learning what his truth is and getting it within us and inside us so that when these things come to our thoughts, we have the ability to turn that around and replace that with the truth of God's word. You know, one thing that has really impacted me over the last couple of years is really diving into what God's grace does for us, what God's grace is for us. And the scripture that I want to share with you is 2 Corinthians 12:9. And it says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" And when I hear this voice and I try to apply it, you know, like, God, what is this voice or what is this verse speaking to me in the struggle that I'm in? You know, thinking about my weakness, you know, my weakness being, you know, around food or around those things, you know, my struggle that I was in for so long, seeing my weakness as, you know what, God is going to give me the grace to overcome. And I need to trust that in my weakness, he is powerful and he can do those things. He can change how we view ourselves. He can change the negativity, the conversations that we have for ourselves. You know, we are the ones that have the most conversations with ourselves, right? We do the most talking to ourselves than any other person. And it's so important that you make sure the content that you are speaking to yourself is the truth of God's word and helping you move in a direction that you want to move and not keeping you in a place that you don't need to be in. All right, the second way or the second tool is to sit down and write out a list of all the things that you like about yourself. And I'm talking, this might be hard for some of us. It's hard to really stop and think about because we're so consumed by the things that we don't like. Sometimes that is all we can think about. And I challenge you to make a list of all the things that you like about yourself, the things that you like about your personality, things that you like about your appearance, the things that you like that God has placed in you, the gifts that you have, writing down all those things and then looking at it multiple times a week, looking at that list, even putting it in a place where you're going to be able to see it continually, consistently. And practice that daily. Practice that daily just looking through what it is that you have written about yourself and begin speaking that to yourself, right? Begin speaking that when those negative thoughts or those negative conversations begin. Begin to speak something in opposition that is for the positive, something that you like that is in opposition to the negative thought that you have or the negative conversation that you're having. You know, the more that you hear it, the more that you see it, the more it's going to become practice for you to accept, and the confidence will come, and you will be able to handle the negativity that comes and be able to have this tool of, you know what? No, that's not what I believe about myself. This is what I believe about myself. Being able to combat that very quickly and immediately because it's something that you have seen and heard over and over and over again. All right, that's the second tool. The third way or the third tool is to eliminate the things that don't serve you well. Like for me, I mean, one of the things that I was really convicted of and challenged of is the stuff that I'm watching. I mean, we don't really think about very much sometimes the impact of what it is that we're feeding our minds and our eyes. Like the things that we're feeding us, is it serving you well? Is it creating a place for you to grow into positive talk, or is it really moving you in a direction where you are more negative about yourself because of what you just watched or because of what you just saw? So thinking about the TV shows you watch, the social media, the people that you're following on social media, you know, the things that you are consuming visually or audibly, you know, those things, how are they impacting your thought life? Is it something that's building you up? Because if it's not, it's not serving you well. It's not moving in the direction that you need to go. You know, think about and be careful what you're filling your mind with. You know, in Romans 12, 2, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God and what is good and acceptable and perfect. You know, this verse really speaks to the renewal of our mind, like not being sucked into what this world is offering, because it will take us down a dark path. It will take us down that road of negativity. It will take us down that place. And sometimes we have a hard time getting out of it. But the renewal of your mind, this comes back to just the God's word every day, the positive self-talk that you, all the things that you like about yourself and your personality and the gifts that God has given you, renewing your mind with the truth of what God has for you really can be the difference between you knowing what God's will is and being kind of stuck in complacency or stuck in a dark place. And so I pray that you will see that, you know, when we can really take hold of what's in our mind, that's really where the battle is, right? We have the ability to recognize it, but then how do we change that? How do we renew our minds? And it's really just like that. Tool number one is getting into God's word in your heart and your mind daily, and then being able to recall all the things that you really value about how God created you. Get that list out. All right, so eliminate. Number three, eliminate the things that don't serve you. Get rid of the things in your life that are actually feeding into the negativity. Get rid of it. All right? The last tool, and I did that for myself too. The last tool, the fourth way, is prayer. And, you know, we can throw up a prayer at any moment, any time. God is always here for us. And, you know, he wants us to come to him in prayer. And just asking God to transform the view of yourself. You know, some of us have a really hard time with this. And being able to come to God and just pray that, you know, he could really change the view of who you are. And again, being able to do that through his word, through this list that you can create, and, you know, he will show up, he will do it. You know, ask God for his perspective of you as the created image of him. You know, he created you in his image. Like, ask him to change your perspective into his perspective. And I guarantee you, he will do it. It's really about having that faith and trusting him and showing up on those days when you just really are struggling, showing up and knowing and understanding that, you know what, God's grace is sufficient. I really don't have the ability to do this on my own. By God's grace, I'm going to overcome this. I'm going to get through this. I'm going to be able to look at myself in a way that is taking me forward and not backwards. Ask God for the confidence to really handle the purpose that he has for you, and to be able to see that and to know that when we are stuck in a negative mindset, when we are having these negative conversations with ourselves, it's really hard for us to move forward and reach our goals. It's really hard for us to get out of our own way because we're so stuck in the negativity. This last verse I want to share with you is Psalm 138, 8, and it says, "The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands." And that's a pretty powerful message to me because it's a promise. It means that God is going to fulfill his purpose for me. And even if that's just your simple prayer, God, I know that you declare in your word that you're going to fulfill your purpose within me. That helped me to grab a hold of that purpose and help me to walk that out and lead me and guide me in that. You know, just simple prayers, God will show up and he will change you and you won't even know what happened. He is faithful to do it. And I pray for you that you receive this word. I pray that you would receive the truth here today, that there are so many things that you're telling yourself that are keeping you from reaching the potential that you have and the goals that you have and the purpose that God has for you. I know that, you know, from my own experience that a lot of time this battle is really within our minds. This battle with food is in our minds. This battle, There's physiology involved, absolutely. But what are we telling ourselves? And it can sometimes begin there with a confidence. And so get the truth in you. I will be leaving my email in the show notes. I would love for you to reach out, share with me where you are, and even just get some prayer and just tell me where you are in your journey. You can also come into our Facebook group, She Breaks Free, and connect there. And would just love to hear from you and just see how God's moving in your heart and your life, and just praying for freedom to come for you. I pray this has blessed you today and that you receive this word as truth. Take care and God bless.
If you have been blessed today, you can thank me big by heading over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review of the show. I would be so grateful. Secondly, if you want to connect with me and others who are like-minded, go to Facebook and join She Breaks Free group. It's a private group where you can feel safe and always share your heart. I will be there to answer questions, provide tips, and help you in your journey to freedom. Here's to you breaking free. God bless.